Here's a quick roundup of news you need to know today, Thursday, November 24th, 2022. The Philippines formally asks China to explain the recent encounter near Pagasa Island. Manila's Foreign Affairs Department on Thursday sent a note verbal to Beijing. It seeks clarification from China, which denies its Coast Guard forcibly took rocket debris from the Philippine Navy. The Philippines has filed 189 diplomatic protests against China this year alone. 61 of those are under the Marcos administration. Progressive House lawmakers file a resolution seeking to probe a nuclear cooperation deal between the Philippines and the U.S. House Deputy Minority Leader Franz Castro argues the Philippines is not yet ready to have nuclear power plants since it is prone to natural disasters like earthquakes. Castro also asserts the U.S. needs to show nuclear power is safe. The so-called 123 agreement will provide the legal basis for U.S. export of nuclear equipment and materials to the Philippines. The latest World Bank study shows a significant decline in the Philippines' poverty rate over the last three decades. But the gap between the rich and the poor has only gotten wider, with the top 1% of the earners owning 17% of national income. In contrast, the bottom 50% own just 14% of the country's wealth. The World Bank said the inequality is being driven by unfair circumstances like being born in poor areas, lack of access to education, and gender and ethnicity bias. And government employees demanding higher pay and security of tenure to help them cope with rising inflation. The Confederation for Unity, Recognition, and Advancement of Government Employees, or Courage, believes the minimum wage of public workers should be increased to 33,000 pesos per month based on current living wage standards. But the budget department points out another salary adjustment for government employees is already set for next year. It adds there's also an ongoing review of the benefits being provided to qualified government workers. And that's your latest news alert. For more stories, go to news.abs-cban.com and iwanttfc.tv.